Day 7, When God Feels Too Close, Job 7. Job 7 is not the voice of an unbeliever. It is the voice of a believer who feels chased by God. Yesterday we urged mercy-salted counsel and faithful presence. Today we must learn to sit reverently beside a man who finds the divine gaze oppressive. 1. Conscripted days, sleepless nights. Job opens with a soldier's metaphor, life as conscription. The Hebrew word behind hard service is tsava, elsewhere warfare. The Latin tradition, Vulgate, rendered it militia est vita hominis, shaping monastic spirituality for centuries. Life is watch, drill, and battle. Job adds the day labourer image, waiting for evening wages, note Deuteronomy 24:15. Archaeology has filled museum drawers with loom weights from Israelite homes. When Job says his days run like a weaver's shuttle, he uses a domestic picture every listener knew. The darting shuttle flies, the pattern lengthens, and the thread is gone. This is a life felt as duty without delight, speed without meaning. 2. Sea monsters and surveillance. Am I the sea or the sea creature that you set a guard over me? Ancient Near Eastern people feared the untamable sea and its monsters, Yam, Tannin. In Israel's poetry, the Lord muzzles these powers, Psalm 74, Canon 13 to 14, Isaiah 27 to 1. Job's daring complaint, God is treating him as if he were chaos itself. He is not Leviathan. He is sick dust, crawling with scabs and worms. Western readers often hear divine watchfulness only as comfort, think Psalm 139. Job experiences it as a floodlight he cannot escape. There is a pastoral warning here. Presence without compassion can feel like surveillance. 3. A bitter inversion of Psalm 8. Job revoices Psalm 8's wonder. What is man that you notice him? But turns awe into ache. The verbs matter. God visits him every morning and tests him every moment. The Hebrew for visit, pakad, is used for mustering troops. Job feels inspected, not embraced. The theology is raw but honest. The same nearness that crowns in Psalm 8 can chafe in Job 7. Gregory the Great read Job as prefiguring Christ and saw the sea creature as the devil. Calvin stressed the warfare of human life. Both are right in part, but Job's own emphasis is stranger. God's holy attention, without apparent mercy, can crush a mortal. 4. A surprising request for amnesty, Job ends with a plea most readers miss. Why not forgive? My time is almost gone. He maintains integrity. He has not been a secret rebel, yet he asks for pardon. That paradox rings through biblical theology. The righteous still need mercy. Here, the book leans forward to the gospel. In Christ, God's searching gaze becomes healing light. The one who visits humanity takes our tests upon himself. Hebrews Tabakantinu reads Psalm 8, Christologically. At the cross, God does not become less holy, but his holiness meets suffering as mercy. Job longs for that world, where the watcher is also the wounded. Practice for today, speak to God as Job does, without varnish. Honest lament is an act of faith, not its failure. When accompanying sufferers, turn off the searchlight. Be near without inspecting. Ask for mercy, even when your conscience is clear. Grace is not payment, it is gift. Suggested cross-readings, Psalm 8, Hebrews 2, 5, 9, Psalm 39, 4, 6, Psalm 139, Isaiah 42, Romans 8, 20, 23, Psalm 74, 13 to 14, Isaiah 27, 1, Job 41, James 5, 11. Hymn for meditation, O love that wilt not let me go, George Matheson. Prayer watcher of all, whose eyes miss nothing, look on us today with mercy and not mere scrutiny. Lift from us the glare that exposes but does not heal. Give instead the light that warms and restores. Teach us to lament without losing you, to ask for pardon without pretending innocence, and to walk our conscripted days beneath the cross where your nearness is our peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.